Alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayhi. Wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyiati a'malina. Man yahdihillahu fala mudilla lahu wa man yudlil fala hadiya lahu. Wa nashhadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lahu. ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم لو أنزلنا هذا القرآن على جبل لرأيته خاشعا متصدعا من خشية الله وتلك الأمثال نضربها للناس لعلهم يتفكرون صدق الله العظيم. My most respected brothers and elders, ulama-i kiram, our mothers and sisters listening at home over the receiver, indeed tonight is a very joyous night, a very joyous occasion. You and I have gathered here tonight because of our love for the Qur'an Majeed. This is what has brought us here in this masjid tonight, to witness the completion of the Qur'an Majeed by 9 youngsters who have committed the Qur'an to memory. In the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَمَجْتَمَعَ قَوْمٌ فِي بَيْتٍ مِّن بُيُوتِ اللَّهِ يَتْلُونَ كِتَابَ اللَّهِ وَيَتَدَارَسُونَهُ بَيْنَهُمْ إِلَّا نَزَلَتْ عَلَيْهِمُ السَّكِينَةِ وَغَشِيَتْهُمُ الرَّحْمَةِ وَحَفَّتْهُمُ الْمَلَائِكَةِ وَذَكَرَهُمُ اللَّهُ فِي مَنْ عِنْدَهِ. Whenever there's a gathering in any of the houses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whenever there is a gathering in any of the masajid, and the sole purpose is to learn and teach the Qur'an, to listen to the Qur'an being recited, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's angels surround such a gathering. Sakina, peace, tranquility comes down and descends upon this gathering. Angels throng this gathering. Allah's special mercy envelops this gathering. And Allah actually remembers this gathering in the gathering of the angels. Allah talks about these people and Allah boasts about you and I who have gathered here for His sake. Allah boasts about us to the angels. So indeed this is a very great occasion. Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu ta'ala, when some wealth had come from Iraq, so his attendant, his khadim, had out of excitement said, look at the fadl and rahmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu ta'ala said, yes, it is the fadl and rahmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but more greater than this, and in fact, real fadl, grace, and real mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is what Allah talks about in the Holy Quran, in the 57th and 58th verse of Surah Yunus, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhal nas, qad ja'atkum maw'idhatum min rabbikum. O people, admonishment has come to you from your Rabb. In other words, Allah has sent down this Quran. This Quran is full of advices. Maw'idhatum min rabbikum wa shifa'un lima fi sudur. It is a cure for all the spiritual maladies one has in the heart. It removes the kufr, the shirk. Allah Ta'ala, through the Holy Quran, Allah establishes tawheed of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This penetrates the person's heart. He has no doubt in the existence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The spiritual maladies of pride, anger, jealousy, malice, all these things are eradicated from his heart when he follows the Quran. It is shifa'u lima fi sudur wa hudaw wa rahma. It is guidance. It is mercy from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Allah says, قُلْ بِفَضْلِ اللَّهِ وَبِرَحْمَتِهِ فَبِذَلِكَ فَلْيَفْرُحُوا. This is fadl and rahmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Mufassirin have mentioned various interpretations of what is the grace of Allah when Allah talks about fadl in this verse, when Allah talks about mercy. But many of them have mentioned fadl of Allah. The grace of Allah refers to iman, to Islam that Allah has bestowed you and I with. And rahmat of Allah, Allah's mercy is the Qur'an-i-Majeed that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent down to us. فَبِذَٰلِكَ فَلْيَفْرَحُوا Allah actually says that this is such a thing that should create joy in us. And we should be rejoicing about having Qur'an and Islam. هُوَ خَيْرٌ مِمَّا يَجْمَعُونَ Far better than any of the material things a person can gather. More greater than any of the precious treasures of this world a person can gather. Far greater than that is learning the Qur'an, teaching the Qur'an, committing the Qur'an by memory. And this is what we are going to witness just now, inshallah, with the fadl and karam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned a hafiz of the Qur'an. He is actually hamilu rayatil Islam. He is holding the flag of Islam. He is the flag bearer of Islam. One who is a hafiz of the Qur'an, he is a flag bearer of the Qur'an, of Islam. Another hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he has mentioned ashrafu ummati hamalatul Qur'an. The honored people of my ummah, the people of nobility, dignity, are those who are the huffaz of the Qur'an and Majid. So indeed, this is a very great honor that these youngsters have learned the Qur'an and Majid by heart. The sacrifices they made, early hours of the morning they had to go to madrasa. When all the other people are fast asleep, they had to open the Qur'an and learn, and hambrao the sabak and door. And then after that, immediately after that, barely any time, and they're rushing off to school, sometimes hardly even having something to eat as for breakfast. They go to school, the entire day at school. Immediately after that, back at madrasa in the afternoon. Finishing off just before Maghrib, then going home, and then the schoolwork, the homework, and again learning the Qur'an. They made sacrifices in the weekends, in the holidays, when all the other friends used to go out. These huffaz made sacrifices. And therefore Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives them such a reward. A riwayat in Kanzul Umal, ulama have mentioned that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala becomes angry, displeased with something, and then when he looks at the hafiz of the Qur'an, تَمْلَأُ رِضًا Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's anger actually subsides. Allah's anger subsides. So a hafiz of the Qur'an is held in great esteem in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is with the noble angels of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As we heard that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has some very special people. إِنَّ لِلَّهِ أَهْلِينَ فِي الْأَرْضِ Allah has some people who are of His household, whom Ahlul Qur'an. These are the ones who learn the Qur'an by heart. Ahlul Qur'an. Ahlullah wa khasatu. They are the friends of Allah. They are actually the friends of Allah. The VIP people. The special friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As we say, He's my khas friend. He's my very special friend. So these people are very special friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is the hafiz of the Qur'an. In one hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the gist of this hadith, which appears in Mishkat Sharif, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that the angels declare when they heard the Qur'an, they say, Tuba li ummatin, glad tidings, mubarakbad, be to that ummat upon whom the Qur'an will be revealed. Tuba li ummatin nazala alayhim al-Qur'an. And then Tuba lil ajwaf allati tahmilu hadha. Mubarakbad. Congratulations be to those bosoms, those hearts that will bear the Qur'an, will commit the Qur'an to memory. And Tuba lil alsina allati tantiqu bihadha. And mubarakbad to all those tongues who will be busy engaged in reciting this Qur'an. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept the hafiz of the Qur'an in great esteem. In one hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, three particular persons have been mentioned, where Rasulullah talks very highly of. And the hadith actually says, "Inna min ijlalillahi ta'ala." The various ways of showing honor to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But amongst some of the ways of honoring Allah, is ikram adhi shaybati al-Muslim. Honoring an elderly person, white beard, and we honor and respect that elderly person. And then the second person, wahamil al-Qur'an, ghairi al-ghali fihi wa jafi an, which needs a lengthy explanation, but simply means that hafiz of the Qur'an, who recites the Qur'an correctly, and he does not abandon the Qur'an. And then, the person who honors and respects a just ruler. So these three persons, if one honors them, then in reality he is honoring Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A hafiz of the Quran in the dunya, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives him far more than those people who are begging Allah and making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? Because the Quran has preoccupied this person. Whenever he gets a free time, he takes his Quran and he's busy reciting his Quran. He's learning his sabak. He's learning his door. He's revising the Quran. So he does not even get time like the other people to come and make lengthy duas. Allah says, أَعْطِيتُهُ, I give him أَفْضَلَ مَا أُعْطِي السَّائِلِينَ, far more greater than those who are begging and asking me for fulfillment of their desires and duas. Allah says, this hafiz of the Quran, because he's preoccupied, I will give him more than those who are begging from me. Such are the favors of the hafiz of the Quran. One hadith says that a hafiz of the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give him full benefit of his aql until he passes away. Ulama explain, a hafiz of the Quran will never become senile. What a great favor. A hafiz of the Quran will never become senile. Yes, he may get sick, some affliction of some type of disease, but he will never become senile. Allah will keep his brain intact. Allah will keep his brain fresh. His mind will be fresh. This is from the fadl and karam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then for him there will be nur in the dunya also, and provision for him in the akhirat. In the qabr, when he will be placed in the qabr will address Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the qabr will say that I cannot eat the body of this hafiz of the Quran, because, oh Allah, he's got your Quran in his bosom, in his heart. On the day of qiyamah, this Quran will intercede on behalf of the hafiz of the Quran. And then 10 such persons upon whom Jahannam had become wajib, compulsory, from his family. So 10 people from the family of the hafiz of the Quran who were destined for Jahannam because of their wrongdoings, Allah will allow this hafiz of the Quran to intercede on behalf of those 10 persons, and he will then lead them out of Jahannam into paradise. What a great favor. And therefore, we should encourage our young ones to become hafiz of the Quran. But there is a condition to this, and inshallah we'll explain the condition. But on the day of Qiyamah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will call upon the hafiz of the Quran. And Allah will call upon the parents of the hafiz of the Quran. They made great sacrifices. The mother makes a lot of sacrifice. In fact, sometimes, far more than the father. If you see in many of the madaris in the morning, who is dropping the hafiz to the madrasa? It's the mother. It's fajr time, sometimes before fajr, she's busy dropping the child off. In the afternoon also, she's picking the child, she's dropping the child. And the very first thing any mother, any parent will ask, but you knew your sabak today? Did you know your door today? So they are always worried. And therefore it's a happy occasion for the parents of these young ones. And of course, the asatiza, the ustad who made mehnat, who sacrificed his own comfort so that this hafiz could learn the Quran and Majid. So on the day of Qiyamah, Allah will call the parents of this hafiz. Ulbisa walidahu tajan yawm al-qiyamah. Allah will crown them. Allah will give them such a crown. The brilliance of that crown will outshine the brilliance of the sun. Had the sun come into our homes with all its radiance, it is nothing compared to the crown that the parent, the mother and the father of the hafiz of the Quran will get in paradise. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam then explained, can you imagine what the hafiz of the Quran, what he will get? In one riwayat is mentioned, Allah will give him garments of karama, garments of nobility. Allah will honor this hafiz of the Quran. And Allah will tell him, iqra, wartaqi, wartil, recite, and ascend in Jannah, and read in the most beautiful manner, with tartil. فَإِنَّ مَنْزِلَتَكَ, your final position in paradise, you will carry on reciting and reciting, and you'll be ascending and ascending and ascending. And where you stop, the last verse you read, that will be your position in paradise. Imagine going higher and higher and higher. There is one riwayat in Jannah, there is a river called Rayyan. And upon this beautiful river is a city which is studded with pearls and emeralds. And it has 70,000 doors made of gold and silver. And this is exclusive for the Hafiz of the Quran. My respected brothers and elders, we can go on enumerating the virtues of the Hafiz of the Quran. We have very limited time because there are 9 boys completing the Hafiz of the Quran. We've got dua to make and we don't have much time till Adhan. But a few important advices to these Hufaz and myself and all the other Hufaz and those who will become Hufaz-i-Kiram. Very few important advices. The very first thing the Hafiz should do tonight, if he has not already done so, recite 2 rakat nafil shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. 2 rakat of shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ya Allah, it is only through your favor upon me. There are millions of people who desire to become Hafiz of the Quran. Allah actually handpicked you. Allah selected you. What a great honor. I know of so many people wish that they were Hafiz of the Quran. But Allah actually chose you. So make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the very second important thing is, ensure that you establish your 5-time salah. Hafiz of the Quran, and his salat is discarded. It doesn't gel. Allah has chosen your heart to put his Mubarak Kalam in the verse that I recited. If this Quran had to be revealed upon the mountains, you'll find the mountains crumbling into pieces. Huge mountains. They cannot bear the weight of the Quran. And Allah chose the sina, the bosom and the heart of the Hafiz to place his Qur'an-i Majeed, his Kalam. And what is the virtue of the Kalam of Allah over all other speech? فَضْلُ كَلَامِ اللَّهِ عَلَى سَائِرِ الْكَلَامِ كَفَضْلِ اللَّهِ عَلَى خَلْقِهِ. The virtue of Allah's Qur'an, Allah's Kalam over any other speech in the world is like the virtue of Allah over his creation. So Allah has chosen your heart. Therefore establish 5-time salat. Then the door of the Quran. Now comes the real test when you have to revise your Quran-i Majid. Every single day you have to make door. And therefore Rasulullah SAW has mentioned ta'ahadul Quran. Preserve the Quran. Make door of the Quran. فَوَالَّذِي نَفْسِي بِيَدِهِ لَهُوَ أَشَدُّ تَفَصِّيًا مِنَ الْإِبِلِ فِي عُقُلِهَا. The Quran escapes faster from the heart of a Hafiz of the Quran, if he's neglectful, he does not make door properly, it escapes even more quicker than when a camel breaks loose from his string. Can we retrieve such a camel that breaks loose from its rope or the string that is tied with and it breaks loose? Can any person go and catch that camel? It's impossible. Faster than that is when the Quran escapes from the heart of that Hafiz of the Quran who discards the Quran after learning the Quran. How many a person says, Manana, I become Hafiz of Quran, but I just forgot my Quran. The punishment is so severe, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned, that the sawab, the virtues of my ummah, were presented to me. And likewise, the sins of my ummah were presented to me. And when the sins of my ummah were presented to me, I never saw anything more severe. And I never saw any person giving a more severe punishment than that person who memorized any part of the Quran, whether it's a verse, a surah, or the entire Quran, and then he forgot it. In one riwayat, it is mentioned in the time of Mi'raj, Rasulullah SAW saw that there was a person lying down. Another person comes and takes a boulder, heavy rock, and smashes his head. And who was this person who was being smashed, whose head was being smashed? That person who was a Hafiz of the Quran, but then he discarded the Quran, he did not make door of the Quran, and he forgot the Quran-i Majid. Therefore, our madrasa, we have got to keep going back to the madrasa. Keep going back and making door of the Quran-i Majid. Not only Ramadan time, that now you have to perform Taraweeh, and then the entire day reciting Quran. No. Every single day, we should be making door of the Quran-i Majid. Then of course, having good company. And this is something that all of us have to be very concerned about, especially a Hafiz of the Quran. يَنْبَغِي لِحَامِلِ الْقُرْآنِ أَن يُعْرَفَ بِلَيْلِهِ وَالنَّاسُ نَائِمُونَ. A Hafiz is different. A Hafiz of the Quran, you see the difference between him and any other person. Another person, he's fast asleep at night, all of us asleep.
A hafiz of the Quran is engaged in tahajjud salat. يَنْبَغِي لِحَامِلِ الْقُرْآنِ أَنْ يُعْرَفَ بِنَهَارِهِ. And during the day, إِذَا النَّاسُ مُفْتِرُونَ. People are busy engaged in eating and drinking. Hafiz of the Quran, you will find one salient quality of his. Allah give all of us a tawfiq that generally when others are not fasting, talking about besides Ramadan, you find the Hafiz of the Quran many times he's keeping roza. When everybody else is making merriment and they rejoicing, a Hafiz is showing huzn. He has his grief and concern about his akhirat. He has a worry about his amal. He is crying out of the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَبِي بُكَائِهِ إِذَا النَّاسُ يَفْرَحُونَ إِذَا النَّاسُ يَضْحَكُونَ. When people are busy gossiping and indulging in chit-chat, and every other youngster is busy with his cell phone, Hafiz of the Qur'an, he's engaged in tilawat of the Qur'an. You can see the khushu and khudu in him. The ulama of the past, Salafi Salihin, say that when a person, when he begins to learn ilm, within a few days you see the effect of ilm in his life. You see khashiyat in him. You see humility in him. You see that God, Allah consciousness in him. You see the ta'alluq he has created with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is what all of us have to create, that we become Allah walas. Ahlul Qur'an, ahlullahi wa khasatuh. The poet says, Ajibtu min jismin wa sihatin wa min fatan yanamu ila al-fajri. He says, I'm shocked at a person who's got a very good, strong body. And many of the youngsters know that they go to the gym and so much of bench press you do. I know about these things. I've done it also. And they start pumping iron and they look very nice. MashaAllah. And they look very, very outward appearance, very good looking. But the person is fast asleep when it comes to Fajr time. He says, وَالْمَوْتُ لَا تُؤْمَنُ خَطَفَاتُهُ فِي ظُلَمِ اللَّيْلِ إِذَا يَسْرِ. He says, nobody is free and nobody is free from the effects of maut. When maut comes, maut snatches a person. When the time is up, no matter who you are, it comes at the darkness of the night, when everybody is fast asleep, whether you're the Hafiz of the Qur'an or not Hafiz of the Qur'an. So while you will be worried about your physical body and your physical strength, the spiritual strength that is absolutely important, that a person must polish his heart. And he must stay away from every type of guna and vice and evil. Stay away from evil company. Do not associate with those people who are taking drugs. Those people who are busy going on an excursion and they're doing haram things. You have to be worried that I am going to stand on the musalla. I will be the imam of people. And I have to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When Allah has selected me and Allah has honored me, how should I then show my gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Sayyidina Uthman al-Ghani radiyallahu ta'ala used to say, لَوْ تَهُرَتْ قُلُوبُنَا لَمَا شَبِعَتْ مِنْ كَلَامِ اللَّهِ. If only our hearts were pure and clean, we'll never become satiated with the recitation of the Qur'an al-Majeed. So inshallah we make dua and we congratulate all these huffaz and the parents and the asatiza, and Allah ta'ala increase this madrasa from strength to strength. Allah ta'ala grant all ikhlas and maqbooliyat. Allah ta'ala make them true flag bearers of Islam. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
Jazakumullah. Allah ta'ala qubul the khidmat of Fadl Moana as well. MashaAllah. A lot of excitement among the huffaz. But we're going to witness now a miracle. This mu'ajiza of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it came from the arsh of Allah. It came into the hearts of Rasulullah and Sahaba radiyallahu anhum, tabi'in, tabi tabi'in, and this chain now is continuing till Qiyamah and in Jannah, inshallah, as Moana explained. And we have the Holy Quran, we know 30 juz, 114 surahs, 6,326 ayat, 86,430 words, 3,202,670 huruf. And for every letter, one alif, you get 10 sawab. Imagine all the sawab now. So the last hadith I want to quote, when a person passes away, he leaves behind three things that are recurring. One is a pious child. We made our child Hafiz, alhamdulillah. Now make him muttaqi. Take him in the sohbat of the ulama, the qurra, the sulaha, and send him in the path of Allah and join good company for him. Don't we desire that, inshallah? All our children must be such, so obedient they become, that when we die, at least they will read one Yasin, inshallah. Say inshallah, brothers. Make the children the coolness of our eyes. This is the best taweez you can give them, best nasihat we can give them. وَلَدٍ صَالِحٍ يَدْعُوا لَهُ. Leave behind pious children. إِلْمٌ يُنْتَفَعُ بِهِ. The ulama, the qurra, the huffaz are seated daily, morning, afternoon, evening, making dua for their students. The parents made dua to see this night, tonight, the day of completion. You got the title, Hafizul Quran. People will call you that. You will stand on the musalla. But become an ambassador of the Quran. This knowledge must not be limited. You must study further the sciences. Become a alim, become a qari, and promote the Quran, inshallah. And the third thing is sadaqah jariyah. Make tabligh of the Quran. Don't sit with the Quran. We believe in the Quran. We listen to the Quran. We like to hear good qurra. To reciting the Quran, the imams of the haram reciting Quran. But take the du'as of our parents, our mashayikh, your ustad, and listen to them. You will see where you will go, inshallah. And we hope that these huffaz grow from strength to strength, inshallah.